My dear brothers and sisters in Christ. In 1979, archaeologists were outside Jerusalem. And suddenly, they stumbled upon a cave filled with jars, oil lamps, and jewelry. These objects, they discovered later, had been placed in the cave nearly 600 years before the birth of Jesus. And one piece of jewelry especially caught their attention. It was a tiny silver scroll, no bigger than a child's little finger. A piece of a cord through the center of it told them that it was once worn around the neck of some Israelites. When a Jewish scholar translated the words of the scroll, he could hardly believe his eyes. They were the words of a blessing that God gave to Moses. They were the words of a blessing that his own father used to bless him in his boyhood. They were the words of a blessing that is still used today in synagogues and churches around the world. They were the words of the beautiful blessing we find in today's first reading. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. My dear brothers and sisters, how fitting these words are in the light of today's gospel. For Joseph undoubtedly used these same words to bless Jesus as he lay in the manger, and again as he held his Jesus in his arms before giving him his name. On this feast of Mary, the Mother of God, honoring the woman who was called blessed among women, let us look how the Bible talks about the word blessing. First, the Bible talks about God blessing people. Thus, God blesses Adam and Eve, saying, "Be fruitful and multiply." In Genesis chapter 1. And the purpose of the blessing is to confer something special upon them, the power to reproduce themselves. Second, the Bible talks about people blessing God. The Saint Paul says to the Ephesians, "Blessed be God who has blessed us." And the purpose of the blessing is to thank and praise God for the undeserved blessings God has given us. The third, the Bible talks about people blessing other people. Thus, Isaac blesses his son in Genesis chapter 27. And the purpose of the blessing is to ask God to confer on his son something special. And finally, the Bible talks about people blessing things. Thus, Jesus himself blesses bread in Luke chapter 9. The purpose of the blessing is to make the bread holy in a special way for the benefit of his followers. In brief then, my dear brothers and sisters, when God blesses us, it is to give us something special. When we bless God, it is to thank and praise God for some undeserved special gift. And this leads us to two practical conclusions. First, as we close out the old year, we should thank God for blessing us during the past year. Touching on the point of gratitude, we might make this comparison. Suppose someone gave you a dish of sand mixed with fine iron filings. You look for the filings with your eyes, but you cannot see them. You feel for them with your fingers, but you cannot feel them. Then you take a tiny magnet and draw it through the sand in the dish. And suddenly, the magnet is covered with iron filings. The ungrateful person is like our fingers feeling for the filings. Such a person finds nothing in life to be thankful for. The grateful person, on the other hand, is like the magnet sweeping through the sand. That person finds hundreds of things to be thankful and grateful for. And this brings us to the second practical conclusion. Beside counting our blessing from God during the year, we should consider sharing some of our blessing with others during the coming year. For this is how we bless God for having blessed us. On this New Year's Day, we Canadians are blessed with plenty. But there are others in the world who have very little. My dear brothers and sisters, the next worst thing to having too little is having too much. It makes us insensitive to those who go hungry and ungrateful to God, who gives us so much. Let me close with a prayer. God our Father, on the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, give us an appreciation of the many gifts you have given us during the past year. Help us bless you in return during the coming year by sharing some of our gifts with others who have far, far less than we do. And the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lifts up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.